The Ticket Time Wasters took the stage, and the theme was movies. So we didn't have the great Gordo with us all weekend, so we didn't get to hear. Were you going to do a song from Grease?
Oh, no, Davey and I were going to do View to a Kill.
Oh, that's right. You were going to play bass on that.
Yeah, I was going to play bass on that. And then I was going to do also, yes, the song from Grease with Donnie.
Okay. So we got robbed of that, but we did have some amazing performances. This is not one of them, but this is one of my favorite movies, That Thing You Do. Very underrated movie, I think, by Tom Hanks. Gordo kind of downplays it. Have you ever seen it, Junior?
No.
Man, I'd highly recommend it. I think you'd like it. It's really good. It's about a band, the Wonders, that have that one hit, and this was it, That Thing You Do. My biggest regret is I found out about 2 weeks before ticket stock, it's way out of my range, and we didn't change the key. Thanks to the Thieving Birds and members of Rich Girl, they were our backing band, and they were incredible.
Yeah, they were great.
So good. Ace Creighton of Thieving Birds putting that together. They played Jub Jam a couple of times. They were awesome. They sounded good. And Jacob Detamore sang harmony with me here, but, man, it was way too high. We don't have to listen to much of this.
You doing that thing you do and breaking my heart into a million pieces like you always do. And you will be never even knew.
Doesn't sound bad. This is where it sounds like a drunk Neil Young here.
try to get you, girl. So, so hard to do. Every time you do that thing you do.
Yeah, I think Teddy saved that one because that was like a dude who loses a tryout with the Beach Boys or something.
Man, Daddy's incredible.
He is. And we're going to hear from him here in a sec. But I think, yeah, I think there were three stars of the Time Wasters. And star number one works right here on this show. A man by the name of Tyler, who got out, and I think Tyler is really the only one who did a bit song and took a popular song and changed the words to it. Everyone else, I think, was pretty much straightforward.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But Tyler stepped out there, his first performance ever with the Ticket Time Wasters, and he took the Three Doors Down song, Kryptonite, changed the words. How nervous were you, Tyler, stepping up there?
Not as much as I think people thought I was, but I was still pretty nervous.
Yeah, everybody gets nervous, yeah. Especially that first time.
For sure.
And this is the first time you've ever, like, performed a song with a band, right?
Correct, yeah. Like, I was way more nervous for this than saying playing a baseball with Jack White and Ian Kinsler.
Okay. All right, well, let's hear Tyler.
Work at 10 p.m. is a part of the grind. Little did I know that homework call would advance my climb. But nobody ever leaves, how will I get through? What did I get myself into?
Listen to the crowd, they love Tyler.
I saw the devil himself take over that afternoon. I start to question if my time will be coming soon. Bruce and Owen, a lot of time was spent. Will this Stars post game ever end? Intern with Bob and Dan, for me that's where it all began. The best paved the way, my leaders, my no groups in Moran. I'm finally up when it's bright, the new morning board up. I'm done with overnight.
Okay, so this is the plight of starting here as an intern, working overnight.
I'm insane now.
And making Gordo insane.
As I said on stage after he performed, I said, not known as the greatest voice in rock history, but that was a great performance. And I, what I felt is Tyler's been under a lot of stress because they've got a newborn.
He's a new daddy.
And he's taken over for big, strong Jillian, and that's a big seat to fill. And so I think you just let it all out. Was that a great stress reliever for you on Saturday night?
Yeah, initially I thought it would be, but I learned, you know, early on I was going to have to follow Ducey. So that didn't help me either.
Ducey was another star.
Yeah, he was
singing
great.
The Wind Beneath My Wings. That was amazing.
Funny.
And really playing up to the crowd.
Yeah.
I had to bring my own energy.
Yeah, Ducey even hit those high notes at the end of that, too. That was really impressive. But here's Jacob Detamore. Of course, Dan loves bits, and they started off, he was singing with the band, doing the Billy Joel song, and then, just like in Step Brothers, gets interrupted by Blake. They walk off stage, and then Detty comes out and plays the part of Will Ferrell with Ham on drums.
Cuando vivo solo sueño un horizonte falto de palabras. En la sonriente luces todos negro para mi mirada. Si tú no estás junto a mí aquí. Por ti volaré. Es para que llegaré. Mi fin de trayecto es tú.
Okay, so Detty is a ringer. He was a music major, and I think vocal major in college.
Isn't it wild somebody at the ticket can sing like that?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
It's still so strange to me. Some people just have good voices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then most of us just have attempts at voices.
And occasionally Ham was hollering out boats and hoes, just like in Step Brothers. And then Ham went into the most amazing drums solo in the history of the Time Wasters. It was amazing, and it went on for a couple of minutes. Every time I think of Ham playing like this, I think of the story he told about playing like this and then passing out because he had nothing to eat and he was just drinking Dr. Pepper. He was dehydrated. But that was great. Everyone did an awesome job. Corby and Donnie and Bob, Dan, everyone got up there. Jake, and I'm sure hear these throughout the day. But, yeah, really good night. We missed the great Gordo. But thanks for everyone sticking around once again. A big crowd to hear. The ticket Time Wasters.
Quick shout out. My favorite of the night was the second performance. It was Ryan Medellin and Eli Jordan. They did Soul Man, and they were dressed up as the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, that was great.
And Ryan did the whole dance.
Yeah.
And Eli looked a little like Belushi. They were great.
They were great. Yeah, every song was really, really good.
So it goes on. Do you know how long it was? 2 minutes?
I think it was 3 minutes every time I timed it. It clocked out at that time.
And is this the solo you were practicing when you couldn't come into work one day because you just practiced this for hours?
No, this wasn't that. This I made specifically for this song.
One day he couldn't come into work because he practiced for hours and he only drank Dr. Pepper and then he passed out because he was dehydrated.
Yeah. I only drank water before this.
He drummed for 6 hours and drank no water. And passed out.
And then the big close. Let's see here. This one, this is like the movie then. Unbelievable. I cannot believe that. It was so awesome. And then they had the video of when Will Ferrell's singing it in the movie. It's so beautiful and so mesmerizing that everybody in the crowd is just dreaming of the greatest day of their life or their greatest dream or something. And it was just man, it was a good ticket stock, man. Real good ticket stock. The band, everybody had kind of bits, and there was never, in the green room in the back, I'd never seen it filled with more costumes.
A lot of costumes.
Jake bought...
I spent a lot of money.
Jake bought Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Four Ghostbusters outfits. I know you bought something for Team America.
Yep.
What else did you do? You're up there again.
Your song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bought tuxedo t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirts for all of the band, and then we of course had suits, and it was awesome. I thought ticket stock was really, really fun, and maybe we'll do it again next year. I don't know.
We'll see.
Or perhaps this is the last one. So I know his wife was videoing on the side of the stage because I was right there with her, so I saw her with her phone out, and. Yeah, she was in a defenseless position where I could kind of snuggle up to her. And, but she's cool, Lady Ham. I think she's on board with me, or not totally offended by me, at least in public.
Meh.
But so I asked Ham to send me the video of his song that he did with Deddy, because that, in this reporter's estimation, was the song of the night.
And pretty great.
It's one of my top five movies of all time is Step Brothers. Any genre. So certainly the top comedy. And it's the final scene, or just about the final scene of Step Brothers, where they're at the Catalina Wine Mixer, and they have a Billy Joel cover band at the Catalina Wine Mixer. And so they get on. And me and Blake tried to do a little playlet with that. Let's see.
Hopefully everybody's having a good time tonight.
Bro. Or Blake and I. Sorry.
I'd like to introduce the band. We are Uptown Girl. This is DFW's preeminent 1980s Billy Joel cover band.
Hell yeah.
Bad acting.
Piano Man.
No, Piano Man. What did I just say, dude? We don't play that. So let's keep it in the late 80s. And let's keep it fun, all right? Well, let's not just have fun for a little bit. Let's have fun for the longest time, huh? Come on.
1, 2, 3, 4. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time.
If you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still
start
be
the fire, buddy.
To write. What else could? I told you we don't do that, man. We play 80s Billy Joel.
Come on, play something from The Stranger.
It hasn't happened for. Hey, buddy, I said we don't do that. We play strictly 80s Billy Joel.
80s Billy Joel doo-wop sucks.
Why don't you take your skank hooker wife and get the F out of here? You know what?
Okay, so then we get so mad. I'm so mad at him. Pull the whole band off the stage, and now there's just nobody there for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then Matt Birmingham walks out, as John C. Reilly did, and the fans love Matt. He gets behind the drum all by himself. Then Jacob Detamore walks out there. So here's the thing. I will only say this was my idea because I love this movie and I wanted to do it. So I printed off the lyrics to this song. And I thought, okay, I can't do this. Maybe I could write a parody to it. And I spent a little time on that and decided, it's too much. I can't do it. I cannot scale this. But then we remembered when we had Deddy on our show, filling in whatnot. I don't know how we found out that he was is he a classically trained singer, would you say?
He would say.
Well, and then we had him. We've had him sing a little bit on the air, but I guess you can't really tell. But then he gets up there to sing the song accompanied by Ham. I mean, he had a little music playing in the background, too. But it just blew me away.
Cuando vivo solo sueño un horizonte falto de palabras en la sonriente luces.
Like, this is Daddy. Goofy Daddy. Ticker guy Daddy.
I am horny on Twitter.
We know. Twitter Daddy.
Por ti volare.
Dude, I get chills. We were watching this last night. I'll tweet out the video that your mom posted.
Mi fin de trayector es tu. Para vivir los dos por ti.
Can you believe this?
No, I can't. No, I can't.
Here, let me fast forward a little bit. It's a long song, but it's incredible. And now here's Ham on the drums. Ham, would you say this is true to the movie? Did you exactly replicate it?
No, I did my own because I tried at first to just redo note for note what he did in the movie, and I was just like, I would be way more comfortable doing my own solo and just composing something on top of that.
Because the beginning and the end sounded exactly the same.
That I kept the same, just for audio cues for me and Daddy.
But to see Ham, so he's all wiry, he's the animal of the ticket, he's 6 foot, 133 pounds, and just those arms flailing back and forth and up and down, and like, it's incredible to watch. Incredible. And I'm just mesmerized, standing. I was standing right to the side. Like I said, bumped up against your wife, kind of pushing her right up against the rail, uncomfortably for her. So it goes on. Do you know how long it was? 2 minutes?
I think it was 3 minutes every time I timed it. It clocked out at that time.
And is this the solo you were practicing when you couldn't come into work one day because you just practiced this for hours?
No, this wasn't that. This I made specifically for this song.
One day he couldn't come into work because he practiced for hours and he only drank Dr. Pepper and then he passed out because he was dehydrated.
Yeah. I only drank water before this.
He drummed for 6 hours and drank no water. And passed out.
And then the big close. Let's see here. This one, this is like the movie then. Unbelievable. I cannot believe that. It was so awesome. And then they had the video of when Will Ferrell's singing it in the movie. It's so beautiful and so mesmerizing that everybody in the crowd is just dreaming of the greatest day of their life or their greatest dream or something. And it was just to... Man. It was a good ticket stock, man. Real good ticket stock. The band, everybody had kind of bits, and there was never, in the green room in the back, I'd never seen it filled with more costumes.
A lot of costumes.
Jake bought...
I spent a lot of money.
Jake bought Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Four Ghostbusters outfits. I know you bought something for Team America.
Yep.
What else did you do? You were up there again.
Your song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bought tuxedo t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirts for all of the band, and then we, of course, had suits, and it was awesome. I thought ticket stock was really, really fun. And maybe we'll do it again next year. I don't know.
We'll see.
Or perhaps this is the last one. So let's get back to ticket stock. Let's play some
the
of the...
Alamo!
Whoa. Let's play some of the songs, and then in the next segment, we'll talk about some of the other stuff at ticket stock. For instance, Jake's new best friend. New old best friend. You're the guy at the ticket that he recognized. I was in on two interviews with him as well. You think he knew who I was?
I don't.
No.
No.
Had no idea he's ever talked to me before, but he was just staring deep into your eyes, boring his eyes into your soul.
This guy is crazy!
Again, like we said earlier today, thanks to Ace's band, what I call them, Thieving Birds. They were awesome. And it's good to know those guys.
Ace came up to me like halfway through and he goes, "Man, I'm exhausted." I was like, "Yeah, dude."
They're huge P1s.
This is a lot.
But it was great to have them involved. They were incredible. I will reiterate, as far as the music, my number one music was Jacob Dennemore and Matt Birmingham. I love them both equally, but they did the final song of Step Brothers. I can't believe Jacob, the guy we know as Jacob Dennemore, that this is him. It gives me chills watching this video. I put it out on Twitter just now, Bracket Dan. And then Ham on the drums is absolutely incredible. Let me fast forward to the very end of that song just to give him a little more love. Three-minute solo.
Beautiful.
If you could do one of those things, would it be sing like Deddy or drum like Ham?
I gotta go drums.
I gotta go sing. We'd work out well there. Just because he could do that for anything.
I know, but I don't know, man. If you've ever...
Can you serenade a chick with your drums?
No, but... Once you get
I'll
past
tell you
the,
no.
the chick element of it, being able to just destroy drums to me is the coolest thing ever. Way cooler than guitar, way cooler than, you know, even piano.
You had Ghostbusters. How do they do that with the keyboard?
That's correct.
All right. Again, I don't understand anything. I guess I didn't see any saxophones.
Ghostbusters! If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! Now, you did pay a lot of money.
If there's something weird and it don't look good.
For the outfits that we wore. Call?
I did. I paid quite a bit.
But Blake probably has a word he wants to have with you.
Not on the air.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you.
You ordered a medium? Or no, you ordered a large. But Blake's kind of a double X guy.
Okay.
Just single X for now.
Listen.
At least single
X. Ordering costumes online is a dicey proposition.
Yeah.
You never know. Is it going to be too tall, too wide? Blake was upset with me. And he was a good sport about it.
He was, because he just fought through it. Yeah. And I thought you were a little bit dirty that you ended up actually mentioning it at the end of the song. you kind of thanked Blake for trying to squeeze into the outfit. he couldn't zip it all the way up.
That was probably uncool of me.
And I thought, don't mention it. But then you highlighted the fact.
Yeah, that's highlighted in my suicide note. Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, you are a big jerk.
Now you
I appreciate you, Blake.
When I did the Dan Band, did you beep this?
Yeah. Well, reversed it. Beeping in a song sounds weird to me.
Every now and then I fall apart. Oh, every now and then I fall apart.
That does sound weird.
Someone pointed out to me on the twit that Blake didn't look as into it as Jake. And there's very few videos out there, but if you see a video that shows both guys flanking me doing the turnaround and the dancing, look, I'm a stiff guy too. I can't dance. I can't do anything. I'm sure Blake or Jake looked more into it than I did too. But you guys were doing the exact same moves, and so it was a little more evident that Jake is, woo, you know, he's like a classically trained dancer, and then there's Blake
so
turning.
In the video you gave us of the two stiff dancers in the background, we were not supposed to do that? We were supposed to be flamboyant about it? We were supposed to get into character? Because those two guys in the video are really solemn, so I thought that was the bit.
Sorry, I got carried away.
Jake feels the moment.
Yeah, he's a little showman.
He is a little showman. And so you also wanted to employ the use of ham. And so I thought the showstoppers were Ham and Deddy and Ham and Jake, which was, well, Jake did this one. Now, what's this movie called?
Team America World Police. Probably
can't play it at the Alamo.
Like the Alamo. Yeah, I believe we've been told that that one is.
We might have to do a whole segment on that someday. The history of the Alamo, because we think the Alamo might have gotten this movie.
The Alamo
banned across the nation.
Exactly right.
Our
yes.
buddy Jordan will join us someday to tell us that. But here, Jake wanted to perform this song, and I think the crowd loved it.
America. America, America, yeah, coming again to save the motherfucking day, yeah, America, yeah, freedom is the only way, yeah, terrorists, your game is through, cause now you have to answer to America, yeah, so was America, yeah. What you gonna do when we come for you, yeah? It's a dream that we all share. It's a hope for tomorrow. F*** yeah! Walmart! The Gap! NFL! Baseball! Liberty! Internet! Slavery! F*** yeah!
Okay, that's probably about enough.
Yeah!
All right. Anyway, they were great. Go download some Thieving Birds.
For sure.
Let's get some Thieving Birds return music up in this thing for the future. But I thought it was really fun. I went into it like I go into every new idea thinking, why are we doing this new thing? Why are we doing movie theme? I don't know if this is going to work. And then it worked awesome. It was awesome. The costumes were great. Everybody was great. And we appreciate everybody for coming out there.
Her name is Noel.
It's 517. Boy, this was awesome. All right, we got a lot going on here into the Power Hour. We got a Big Bob's World that discusses some level of Texas history. But right now, a look back at the musical talents, or lack thereof, here at the Ticket.
Is this when you handed Craig a tampon?
Yeah, after this song. So I did the tiger move.
Yeah.
So it was early in the afternoon. I was sitting backstage, and I said to Killer, I kind of want to do the tiger bit and hand Junior a tampon because he hosts the Time Wasters every year. I said it half joking, and then Killer just goes into, okay, we have to get you one.
Did he go get one?
Have you looked in the women's restroom? I'm like, no, I haven't looked in the women's restroom. I'm not going to ask a woman around here for a tampon, but he walks up to me in 5 minutes. 5 minutes later.
Often girls know where to find
you. I've got you one, Mino.
That is so great.
I don't want to know, but thank you.
So Craig didn't know that was going to go down, and he didn't even know what you handed him, did he?
No.
Like-
So he shook my hand before the song, and I did that. Okay, good. I set the trap.
Yeah.
I'll shake his hand after the song. But he went in for the hug, and then I kind of went in for a half hug, but a handshake, and he wouldn't shake my hand, so I kind of had to grab his hand to shake my hand, and then he dropped it. But
how funny.
He still got it.
Good bit. So I was really proud of everyone. I truly think this was as good as it's ever been. Everybody went full force.
It was the most, I guess, stage presence.
No doubt.
The most costumes, the most production value.
I mean, dude, Sean Bass had a traveling barbershop quartet, basically.
That was really funny.
Surrounding him as he's doing
the Top Gun
soundtrack.
Lost that loving feeling.
That was great. I thought Eli and Ryan were so good as the Blues Brothers. They were perfect. They sold it.
Yeah.
There were tons of good bits. Ham, your bit was wonderful with Deddy doing the Step Brothers song.
Dang.
Yeah, you guys just knocked it out of the park.
I think Deddy deserves a dang and a half,
man.
By the way.
Yeah.
Where's he been hiding that?
Sang.
That's crazy.
MVP.
Deddy must be haunting the karaoke bars left and right all over town when he's not stalking people on Twitter.
What's his background?
He was a voice major in college.
For real?
Yeah.
Like vocal performance?
Yeah.
Do you have the end of that bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can play some of that.
Yeah, it's the end from Step Brothers, a Catalina Wine Mixer bit.
Boats and Hoes.
Yeah, the Boats and Hoes bit. And I know Dan is like overly blown away by this, but when you hear Deddy sing, it's crazy.
This is mostly Ham, but you can hear.
Yeah, yeah. You hear the end of Deddy's beautiful singing and then Ham crushing it.
You can crank it. Like you can tell, he sounds like he's a freaking opera singer.
Absolutely.
And then Ham just goes full John C. Reilly for 3 minutes.
You guys should start a band, Ham.
I agree.
Hey, Deddy?
Yeah.
So is Deddy...
You got to hang out with Deddy.
Has Deddy done the anthem? Surely, right?
I don't know.
I don't think he has. We need to make that happen.
He needs to do the anthem.
He has amazing anthem range.
Yes.
And you have to have that range.
And you can play drums behind him just like this.
I'll skip ahead here.
Unreal. It's unreal.
Oh,
I don't think that's part of it.
There's no doubt that
that's crazy.
Elicits flatulence.
How does he sing like that? It's so good.
I love Ham going full animal on the drums.
I know. It's so, yeah, and it, so good.
But in both cases, this is why, you know, stereotypes may not always be the best way to solve crimes. Deddy doesn't look like he's capable of that, and Ham doesn't look like he's capable of that. And I don't know what that looks like, but it ain't that. And yet, they both are at the top of their craft.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I would buy the
first
ticket.
What do they look like? What do they look like they're
capable of? What does a opera singer look like?
I could see Deddy's... He looks like he has a decent...
Like a pedo and a meth dealer?
Sheesh, Dave.
I could see Deddy. I could see Deddy in Tails. You know?
You know what? Maybe that's what's missing, is we just see him filling in on tickers or something.
Right.
Maybe we do need to see him in the opera man tux.
Yeah.
And maybe it would look perfect.
Yeah. We need to stage a Deddy concert at the Meyer Center, something like that.
A vocal performance major.
Yeah.
At Texas, huh?
I guess, yeah.
Wow.
So we got you up there, Bob, for the first time in how long? We were trying to figure this out. How many years has it been since you got up there and did your own song?
Probably five. It's been a while.
Last one I remember was Summer Bash when he did a song as Yoda.
No. That was like 15 years ago, right?
Yeah. That was that long ago?
Yeah.
I remember Du Hast to You Darvish at Tickets for Summer Bash.
Yeah.
That was like a banger. 2012 or something like that. Okay.
First of all, my range is like three notes. I can get from here to here.
All right, play this because this may be your range. We may have found something that fits you.
I was shocked that this song fit in that range.
Like as deep as your voice is,
you adjusted very nicely here. Craig it.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I've got a feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off the chair.
Oh, boy.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Well, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep this smile from my face. Lose control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
So nervous.
It's fine.
And you started out with nothing.
And we're doing movie songs.
Yeah.
This, of course, from Reservation Dogs.
Or Reservoir Dogs.
Sorry.
You're brainwashed.
And there's Snake saving me on that one. I will just...
Yeah.
I can't. Then I get up there and all the lyrics blank out of my head.
You're just staring off into the oblivion.
I had to have the phone. It's not a comfortable spot for me, but I'm happy I did it.
It was great. You got to do it more often. It's always fun.
Well, find more songs with the 3-note range and I'll get in.
I had dress up day twice because I wanted to do Sister Christian from Boogie Nights, which is still like one of my favorite scenes, awkward scenes in film history. With
great.
That dude doing cocaine and...
Bathrobe.
In the bathrobe. I got to wear a bathrobe up there.
I feel like the bathrobe might be your thing. That could be a trademark. You know, you just show up in Mavs games and you're in a bathrobe.
The time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't want to play no more with you. It's true.
There's a few notes here that I was not comfortable with myself.
Listen to this. It's a good band.
The Thieving Birds, dude.
They kicked ass.
God.
The motorhead.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was a ninth grade dream.
Baby, you know you're growing.
Loved it.
Up so fast.
The other one was getting up there with Donnie and doing the Bee Gees.
Not just Donnie.
You had so many to choose from Saturday Night Fever, but you chose the ballad.
And Twig.
And Sweet Twig.
Well, we couldn't hit those crazy notes.
Right.
This was the easiest, and this is... hard in of itself.
I feel ice in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. When you come to me, I'm summer breeze. Keep it warm with
this
your,
is your sweet white suit.
Yeah, Donnie ordered those.
Did he?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
On in a full white suit.
We're right on. Okay. Okay.
Right on the cusp of the harmony.
Close enough.
Flirting
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. That was fun. Davey was great.
We got to hear the end of Corby's song, though.
Oh, okay.
Corby jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, we were all dressed up. You had to try and sell the thing, right? You had to like go all out. That was so much fun singing that song, though. Davey got up there and did View to a Kill.
Yeah, the Duran Duran
James Bond
theme song to the 1985 Bond film, the Roger Moore film.
Yeah.
But speaking of rain.
Solid song.
I came in too high.
Knowing that you weren't supposed to.
I know. I screwed up. I came in too high and then I forgot the words. Listen.
Meeting you with a view to a kill. Face to face, people's faces standing still.
Just until he glossed over that. Because now I course correct.
Nightfall covers me.
Back to low.
Yeah, because you know once we get to the chorus, if I had stayed where I was, right. There's no way I could hit the chorus.
No doubt.
Man.
Could it be the whole world opening wide?
The Thieving Birds, though, they were so fun.
Yes.
And they were having the most fun of anyone there.
I know, dude. Way into
the
it.
The week is wild until we dance into the fire. That fatal kiss.
Well, backstage looked like some sort of, I don't know, like it was a play going on.
It was. Everybody's doing costume changes.
Like constantly. You open that door and there's 10 people in there putting stuff on and taking stuff off. And
yeah.
What am I going on? What's going on next? Who's got the set list? You know, and all full on panic. And
did you like my tuxedo t-shirt for my Bond outfit?
Yeah.
Loved it very much. Also, got everything recorded.
We did.
Got that done.
Very good recording.
Yes. Well played.
Yes, we got it recorded. It's always a step in the right direction. But yeah, well done to everybody. I thought everyone absolutely brought it.
What a crowd.
Dude, as good as you could possibly hope for.